Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I miss a lot of the big trends. That's my thing. Like, I miss Frozen, Hunger Games, haven't seen it.
Oh, those are fun to read.
Game of Thrones, Harry Potter. I've missed all of it.
The Harry Potter one is the only one that I find devastating.
I've been to 4 U2 concerts, so that's where my priority is.
But, like, let's check them. You know what I mean? It's never bad to, like, stop, take a breath, and be like, should I go to these 4 U2 concerts? Like, should I make this my priority?
But it's Bono, though. He's, like, literally curing AIDS right now.
I will never catch that train.
Oh, my God.
But I'm so happy that you and the rest of, like, 90s white America are on board. Hey, what's up? I'm Jessica Williams.
And I'm Phoebe Robinson.
Hell yeah, you are. Welcome to our mother freaking podcast, Two Dope Queens.
Blow it up in your speakers.
Not to be confused with Two Dope Queefs, which is our other podcast.
That is, it's a short podcast.
It's very short. All it is us queefing and we go.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds because people got lives, you know.
Speaking of, we got a hot new epi for you.
Yes, we got an amazing, awesome show for you recorded live at Union Hall in Brooklyn. I mean, it was probably one of the best stand-up shows we've ever done.
Like Nori Davis? Oh my God, I love him.
Yes, and Chris Thayer, who's this blonde little piece of cake.
Oh,
I can't even.
Oh my God,
even.
Yum, 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 yum.
And Ray Sani, who could yell better than anybody. And she has an amazing body.
I know, she has a model body. She knows it.
But anyway, I mean, we also talk about my wannabe pizza bae.
Oh, dude, that was so narnar.
It was so gross. Tell me about it.
Oh, and this is where you try to get me to go on a very illicit journey that I am not ready for.
This episode gets kind of nasty, so, like, maybe listen to it privately. Like, lock your doors. Close your windows.
Hide your kids.
Hide your wife.
Hide your kids.
Hide your wife.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Because it's about to go. Deal. Hi.
Hello. I'm Jessica Williams.
I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And welcome to Two Dope Queens.
Live from Union Hall
in Brooklyn.
How are you guys doing? Good?
Yeah.
Good. Cleveland. Good. I'm from Cleveland.
Me too.
Woo woo.
Hi. All right, and y'all are done.
You know what? Cleveland's pretty
Cleveland
badass.
Rocks. Did you like growing up in Cleveland?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just such a dork. Like, I wasn't cool. Like, I never went on any dates. I just, like, watched a lot of TV.
So Cleveland suited you fine.
Right. It was great. I watched a lot of West Wing and Felicity, and I was like, this is going to be my life when I move to New York. I'm going to find my Noel, and has not happened yet. But I did have a rando encounter this past week, and I did a show, the encounter in New York. I did a show here, and I left here to go to, like, the local pizza shop. And I was just eating by myself because here's the thing. So I went to Budapest a month ago, and I'm, like, super into eating by myself in public. Like, I feel, like, very
good.
Empowered now.
Yeah, I like that, too. That's good.
So I feel, like, super. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is my me time.
Yeah.
And so I was eating pizza, and this couple came in, and I was just rocking solo, eating my pepperoni. The guy started talking to me. I was like, I hate interacting with people. Mm-hmm. And
this is why you eat alone.
And this is why I do stand-up. So it's just me talking at people. Yeah, yeah. And then I just leave. Like, that's the whole. And so he started talking to me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do stand-up. And he's like, oh, that's, like, really cool. And he was just, like, talking to me for, like, a really long time. And, like, wasn't introducing the lady with him. So I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, this feels weird. I'm going to shut it down. Uh-huh. I'm going to control-alt-delete this situation. So then they order their food. I'm working on my second slice of pizza. And then he starts, like, talking to me again. And I'm just like, at this point, I'm like, okay, he's definitely hitting on me. Uh-huh. And so the girl, her food gets ready. So she grabs and she sits down at a table. Uh-huh. Then his food gets ready. He grabs it and he sits down next to me. No. I know. And I was like, oh, you guys aren't going to sit together?
Yeah, you call him out on that.
Right. He was like, oh, right. And I was like,
I forgot.
You're so gross. knows?
That's right. I forgot. I was sitting next to this lady.
Yeah.
Came here with a lady.
He was very cute. He was very much like the Ben of Felicity.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
that's something.
It was
that,
like everything was like a hey, like whisper tone. It's like, do you need a lozenge?
That's something that a fucking cute dude would do because he's gotten away with that shit before. Right. And that's why she's putting up with that shit.
Right, right, right.
Or the D is like amazing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because she should have just been like, okay.
Yeah, like his hair was kind of dirty, but it was like, oh, cool.
Well, yeah, was it like dirty, or was it like Coachella dirty?
It was Coachella. Dirty was like, let's go,
it's
like,
okay.
Let's look at the stars, dirty. You
yeah,
know?
Definitely. That's so aggressive.
Soup's cute. And so they were just talking. I was like on my phone, Instagram. So he gets up and walks over to me and he slips me a sheet of paper. So he and his girlfriend are like going to like Star Wars and like a bunch of other like events, like around in Brooklyn, just like, hey, we're going to watch old Star Wars movies. So he's like, here are all the places I'm going to be tonight.
God.
And I was like, eh, and I go, is that your girlfriend? And he was like, kind of. And I was like,
oh,
no,
my God.
Suck on this vagine,
oh,
but not sexually, not sexually.
But just because you fucking deserve it.
Right, right.
But it's also like, why not take the hint from the first four times when you were like, no, you
right,
know what I mean?
She was mean mugging me because she.
Of course.
Because she probably thinks
course.
I'm trying to smash that. I'm like, I don't want to get
doing,
involved.
You're not doing shit.
I don't want a Jerry Springer
it's
my
effortless.
Life.
It's effortless. It's crazy. So I usually get, because I'm tall, like it's been sort of it's positive, but it's also negative because I'm always spotted, like especially by like a man on the street. And recently I was like walking down the street in like Hell's Kitchen, which is like the worst.
Right.
And this guy was walking towards me on the sidewalk and I was walking and he passes me and he's like, yo, you tall. And I was like, yes I am. And he was like, you only date tall dudes? And I was like, yeah. And then he like points to himself. Now he's like 20 feet away from me in the other direction. He's like, because he was short. So he was like, oh, okay. So no? He like knew.
And
I was like, no, of course not. And he's like, I did. You take care. God bless. And then just kept walking.
I admire his
moxie.
It was
so positive. And he was such a tiny
that
man.
That was really cute. That
it was just, it was so positive. But right. I just get a lot of like that.
Yeah. So I made that dude skedaddle, and then the girl followed him out the restaurant.
Oh.
I felt so, I went. I should have pulled her aside and been like, "You don't deserve this.
Yeah.
Leave him now." But I'm like, you know what? I got enough troubles.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Can't save the world, Phoebe. Don't be a fucking hero.
I'm gonna let this white lady figure it out. She's got it.
And you know, everybody has a journey. We're all in different places. You
exactly.
know, maybe this is like the fuckboy she's doing stand up about. You know, 7 years from now.
All right, I guess we will bring up our first comic.
Let's just do that.
Are you guys down with that? Are you guys ready for
our
next?
Are you guys down with that?
Jesus.
You can buy his comedy special, Home Game, on iTunes. Very funny, very great guy. Please give it up for Noah Gaiman!
Two dope queens, yes, bitch, yes. Slay. I just learned that. That's such a dope expression. I was living my life without that. Because I have a transgender brother, and my cousin's very flamboyant gay. Like, he came out with rollerblades. Sean, he's a yoga instructor. I love this nigga, man. That's like my posse. And he says that to me, like, yes, bitch. And I can't believe I never had him by my side. Like, don't you feel, like, I get it. Like, gay men say that and women love that. Like, that's so much confidence, man. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I can't believe, like, I would have been so much of a better basketball player if I had him on the court. Just like, yes, bitch. Slay, honey. Yes. Dunk that bitch, yes. Slay it, baby. Go ahead, Hanti, yes. I'm like, okay. Thank you. Woo! Yes, bitch.
I get it. Oh, men suck. The whole, yeah, go, bro. Fuck that, man. I want to hear yes. I don't want a whole band behind me. I want a whole bunch of drag queens just walking behind me, just giving me confidence. Oh, look at this. Tropicana's 3 for $6. Yes, bitch. Slay it, bitch. You better work. You better work. Don't you want to work more after that? Oh, I love Sean. I'm comfortable, man. I'm not homophobic, man. I love it, man. My family is, because, you know, they're black. And that's, they're the most racist, homophobic motherfuckers ever. Like, when my sister came out, then transitioned, like, the beginning, my grandmother tried to uppercut her back in the closet. Like, it was bad, right? But I love my brother, my transgender brother. He's dope. He's up. And the thing about, I knew he was transitioned because the more masculine he was getting, the more emasculated I was getting. So it's like we both came out. He's tough, man. He would go down the block. He would hang out with the thugs, man, get into a fight. He called my cell phone, like, yo, what's up? And I'm like, hey. Hey, sis, bro, how are you? Yeah, I'm good. They talking mad shit down the street. You want to go fight? No, I have saxophone practice. Yeah, I gotta get on that horn. My cousin in the back, yes, bitch. Slay that horn, bitch. You better work. Yeah. I love that nigga. Yeah, it's my brother, man. It's dope. Yeah, we cool, man. We live together, all three of us. We no beef. Everything's dope. My best friends, they're homophobic. I had to teach them, like, yo, man, they cool, man. Because every time they talk to them, they will always say no homo. Like, every thug-ass nigga always be like, no homo, no homo, no homo. Like, they was, like, my boys would say it 3 times in a row, like it was an urban legend. Like, I like your sneakers, man. Them shits is really fitting your feet. No homo, no homo, no homo. You know what I'm saying? It's like, calm down. Yo, I like your shirt. That really brings out your eyes. No homo, no homo, no homo. They act like they don't say it 3 times in a row, a gay guy's gonna pop out and go, did you just say it twice? I have to suck your dick now. I'm sorry. Nah, I'm with that gay shit, man. No, I heard you, Trey. I heard you. You said no homo, no homo. And then you paused. And then no homo. I'm sorry. Nah, man, you come over with that gay shit, man. I'll shoot you in the face. I don't play that shit, man. I'm a ghost, boo-boo. What are you talking about? I'm floating right now. Look, it's not that bad. I'm just gonna go down there and it'll be over. Fuck. All right, man, hurry up, man. Hurry up. Am I gonna feel it? Do you wanna feel it? Work. Hey, cool, man. You guys are dope. Yeah, man. My brother, everything's cool, man. Only thing I didn't like when he came out, he would, like, wear a lot of my clothes. And I ain't like that shit. Like, it's, like, you can wear my shit, but that's not fair, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come out the closet then go in my closet.
Like, that's my shit. I'm kind of, I got my own female tendencies. I mean, I'm a sneakerhead. Any guy that's a sneakerhead, we're fucking girls. We are, man. We collect shoes just like ladies do. We collect all the shoes, man. We got LeBrons, Jordans, all, like, anytime. You know the guy's a sneakerhead. You watching Sex and the City, the movie, and when Mr. Big Gib carry that closet, we like, oh, if I can only have it. I want that closet. Like, oh, who do I have to marry? But we don't have a woman that can do that for us, so we got to play ball and get that shit ourselves. But I'm a comic, so I'm broke. So I want a woman to give me that. I knew I was a sneakerhead. We're basically male damsels. We're a damsel, man. I knew I was. Once I started wearing Jordans, man, really appreciating them and loving them. And one time I was in the city, my boy was like, yo, man, we going to miss the train. Hurry the fuck up. I was like, I can't run in these. These are retro eights. You go. Unless you want to carry me. But I can't run. They'll crease. These are the 2008 release. I can't. Stop acting like a bitch. I'm coming. You have to wait. Ever since that, man, I knew it. Was gonna mess up my Jordans, mess up my J's. You guys are dope. I'm trying to be more black, more proactive. I'm on Twitter. Hashtag Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, and All Lives Matter. Those hashtags are hilarious. My favorite is White Lives Matter. I love it. I love White Lives because there's actually people on Twitter like, we're dying to. They're killing us. Ain't no cops killing white people. Only thing killing white people is nature. That's it. But, you know, hashtag White Lives Matter, they saw Black Lives Matter, how dope the movement is, you know, so they wanted to be a part of it. So, okay, that's valid, but it just has to be placed in a different atmosphere. When I went to go see the movie Everest, if those white climbers took out that sign, White Lives Matter, towards that mountain, then that movie would have been dope. Now, that's what you protest for. You let that fucking mountain know. White Lives Matter! And the mountain's looking down like, I don't give a fuck. Come on up. What I'm saying is White Lives Matter belongs on the Weather Channel. That's it. Every time there's a storm or a flood, White Lives... What? Oh, no. Billy Bob's truck flew away. His life does matter. That's where you can fight. That's where the protest lies, on the Weather Channel. And All Lives Matter, that's just all of us at the DMV. That's all that is. That shit's a struggle. I would like to register my car. Take a ticket. All right, damn. Number 207. Next, number 17. Oh. All Lives Matter. All Lives Matter. I've been here for 2 days. Me too. Black Lives Matter is real, man. I protesting, being the modern age of trying to protest is a struggle, man. You can't have no ego. It's all about the cause. And my boys, you know, they wanted me to go out there. I went out there. Forever Gardner, Radio City Music Hall, big event a couple years ago. But that day, guys, and I'm going to be real with y'all, it was 12 degrees, and I forgot to wear my long johns. I was out there for 3 minutes. And I discovered something new about myself. When the windshield factor hit my face, I start tearing. So this is the scene. Everybody's going hard. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And I'm behind them. Guys, I gotta go home. It's too cold. I'm sorry. Maybe another time. Like, how do you protest, but you're too much of a bitch, you know? You can't have no ego. That's not what Martin Luther King had, man. He was out there for the cause, and we still follow his teaching today. I have a dream. Malcolm X, by any means necessary. Nori Davis. It's too cold. I gotta go home. I'm sorry. Maybe another time. That's my legacy. I'm ashamed of that. I try to redeem myself, man. I got a t-shirt in Harlem, man. Try to pick up the hashtag I can't breathe t-shirt. I was like, let me get one of these t-shirts, man, represent. But in Harlem, man, there's always that one brother that's trying to make a profit off of pain. He don't care, man. I said, how much is he? He was like, yeah, man, $65. $65 for a normal black I can't breathe t-shirt? I was like, how much? Yo, what's wrong with you, man? $65. Oh, I gotta go home. That's too cold. I'm sorry. Maybe another time. So I hope injustice stops, because I can't afford the apparel. It's too much. You guys are dope, man. I'm Nori Davis, man. Have a good night, man. Thank you so much. Keep supporting the dope queens. Slay, bitch. Slay.
Give it up for Nori Davis!
Nori!
It's so good.
And we'll be back.
This message comes from two dope queens sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/dopequeens today to get 10% off your first month.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, the furor on college campuses over the war in Gaza.
Students have tried to have dialogue over and negotiate differences in how they see the world, even as they respond to tragedies and crimes overseas.
Students and faculty from Harvard University on the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You on Pinterest the other day and I couldn't.
Really?
I typed in,
you can see my board.
I typed in Jessica Williams and it was just showing me other people's boards who have pictures of you on their boards.
What? Really?
Yeah, you're, I don't know if you know, but you're kind of a big deal in these streets. You're like on TV and stuff, so.
I want to see these boards, but I also kind of don't want to see
No, it's like super cute. It's just like pictures of you on the red carpet or like, you know, you when you're like long braids and like it's just all like super
positive.
That's
just hilarious. Like, I'm still trying to figure out like, I don't know, how to take it in the butt or something. You know what I mean?
You know.
I have things I'm trying to figure out in my life. And one of the things is how to take it in the butt. And I'm on somebody's Pinterest page.
I will be your guide in the butt stuff journey.
Will you be
journey.
my conscience here?
Yeah. Be super casual about it, man. Just be so chill about
how
it.
How casual? There's like a fucking thing about to go in your butt, dude. Like, how do you not clench? Just, you know what I mean? Like,
you
know what I talk like? I'm clenching my butt right now.
You just gotta... You have to...
What are you... Okay. What are you gonna do?
with a hand.
Because I'm telling you, with me, as soon as I think about butt sex, I go, oh, like that's, here's my butthole. And you then just I have say to butt sex, it. I go, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. And then
you got to let it.
So my asshole folds in on itself, and then that's what my asshole is. My asshole is sucking my butt cheeks into itself right now.
I will go on record and say that butt sex is cool. It's cool.
Okay, so cool as in like it's like a C grade, and if it's a C grade, then I don't need to do it, or it's like cool as in, oh, okay, maybe I'll do that again.
It's like, yeah, it's like super, it's like going to per se. Like, you're not going to go to per se every night.
I'm like, you know what I mean? Sweating like, right now.
You're not going to get halibut every night, right. But you'll like go like every like 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But so how just, do you relax? Like, what do? Like, what? What do you think of? Like, are you like, because I would think, oh my God, how did I get here? Oh my God.
Okay, so what I do is in my head, there's like a halftime speech from a basketball coach. It's like, you worked all season to get here to this point. You watched your.
You have taken dudes with small dicks, square dicks, big dicks. In your coochie. You have big titty fuck. It is now time for this moment where you take it in your booty.
This is the big game.
Yeah. It's a big league.
We got all our fans
here. Let's talk about the real stuff. Let's talk about the lube issue. You doing lube on that? Because I'm a lube queen. I'm like the lube queen. Are you lubing?
Okay. So in my experience, I haven't needed lube.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So it's just like, there's been enough like vaginal intercourse stimulation that you can just like transfer over.
Okay. So for this, I'm gonna want all the lube. For this, I want all the lube.
It's like roll over lube. Like
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like a month to month? Is it like a month to month or like a week to week? Right. Yeah. So I'm gonna want all the lube. I cannot transfer minutes like that. I need like all. It's like a fucking cookie pan. I need to get all the oils on there before we get that batter in there. Because it's going to set. And then I'm going to take it in the ass.
I think you might be a little... There might be some trepidation just because in porn, it's just like, bam.
So
like
in
it's
porn,
insane.
It that can... You can't, you, like, it happens to her, and it's no different than if it was in her vagina. There's no separation. I know even if Bae and I are fucking and it accidentally slips in the wrong hole... I'm devastated. Like, we had it once where we were having sex, and it was, like, hard sex that, like, we were like, like, fucking double up, And all of a sudden, Sir Mix-a-Lot. His anaconda slipped in my butt, and I kid you not, it went from complete pleasure to absolute. It was the worst experience that I've ever had, and it was just it was like
right. You can never be surprised. Like, everyone
has
to know.
Oh my God. I had to do a fucking lap around the apartment. Bend over, stand my butt in front of a fucking fan.
Right, so notes. Everyone has to be on board. Like, this is what is about to happen.
Okay.
So everyone knows. Right. Everyone knows what's about to happen. It's like a rom-com. You know the ending. Like, you know what's going to go on.
Okay.
And then the guy just has to, like, you know, like in those movies where like a plane like turns off its like the jet like turns off itself and it just like slowly like docks itself.
You mean like it's taxiing into the
It's like taxi, like it's just like super chill and
so slow. Yeah,
and
yeah.
slow. That's how you have to do it.
So not 500 miles per hour.
No, just super slow. I don't know. I feel like here's the thing that's great about butt sex.
Yeah, please tell me what it is.
Because you're facing away from your partner, so then that's your me time. You can be like, I'm behind on Mark Maron's podcast. I haven't called my mom back.
I got to order more water for the apartment.
You can have you time, but then also be like, hey, and then be like, what's going on with my life right now? That I'm
just
in
the reflection. I love that.
Right. So it's a good like.
Yeah.
But I'm so. I wish I could be there.
It's funny.
I
because
know that
the
sounds
way,
weird,
the way
but I
that
literally
you feel about my butt sex is the way that I feel about you reading Harry Potter, and that's how different we are. I wish I could be there with you when you read the first chapter.
All right. Well, you know what? No more. I feel like we've exhausted the butt stuff for this show.
Yeah. I mean, we don't ever have to talk about it again. And we'll just talk about it privately.
Right.
And then I'll probably tell it because I'm shameless. And I feel like you guys should know because you guys are on my butt journey. So.
Yes. So by next show, you will have.
No, we're not going to do that. Or you finish that damn Sorcerer's Stone. Then maybe I'll consider it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I was going to watch Transparent this break, but
great,
I will.
Great show. Great show, but I'm talking apples and oranges here. You okay. Made me a promise a long time ago.
I know. Okay.
It's time for you to read a real story about the boy who lived, okay?
All right. Let's bring up our next comic. Do
let's
you want to introduce him?
No, you do it.
Okay. He's very, very funny. He performs all over the city. I just love this guy. I'm glad. Do you live here now, Chris, or no?
It's
oh,
nice.
He just moved to New York from the West Coast. Clap it up for that, you guys. That's very exciting.
Everybody.
Please give it up for Chris Thayer.
How's it going, everybody? Y'all eat ass? I missed everything that just happened. That's cool. It's nice to be here. It's nice to just be out of the house, honestly. I don't do that very often. I'm trying to date lately, but I'm incredibly lazy. So right now I just have this vague fantasy that I'll meet somebody who lives in my apartment building. And hoping we can just make it work, you know? But the only time I'm ever like available and loitering around my apartment building is on laundry day, which makes me feel like I'm hurting my chances because I'm usually wearing my last clean clothes, which are often like these silver Air Jordan shorts I've had since middle school, and like a 3XL Willie Nelson tour t-shirt, which means I just look like a dad and a son at the same time. Yeah. The shirt is actually longer than the shorts, so just look like a half-naked dad, you know? Just like, who wants some eggs? Hey, okay, don't peek at my cheeks. Okay, get out of here. No, this isn't appropriate. I'll hit you. Get out of here. So, also, because I'm lazy, I've been using Tinder, you know, which is this cool dating app where people who are just looking for casual sex can meet up with people who are looking for serious long-term relationships. You know? Just get together, have a drink, and both leave dissatisfied. It's highly effective for that. I like it, though, you know, it's because it's so superficial, you know, it's you just swipe through pictures of complete strangers, real people with hopes and feelings and dreams, and reject them based on nothing. Somehow it makes you feel good about yourself. I love it. I like because it's not like a dating website, you know, where you're constantly reading and second-guessing yourself, like, well, they're not really my type, but we both love adventure, you know? Instead, you're just like, weird hat, see you in hell. Yeah. You know? It's cool. I've been learning, because it is so superficial, I've been learning like what my knee-jerk kind of deal-breakers with people are, you know? One thing that I've learned is that I am not sexually attracted to adults who love Disneyland. feels good to say it. You know, it's divisive, I know, but... You know, it's like you put yourself out there. You're allowed like 5 pictures of yourself on there. And to me, if one of them is you at Disneyland, I'm like, that's 20% Disneyland, you know? Those aren't very horny odds, you know? You can't have like a little tagline about yourself on there. Most people don't bother because they're just like, either you want it or you don't, you know? Which is my strategy. But I saw somebody recently, their tagline was, you can't take me anywhere. But I'm going places. Okay, so, you know. Yeah, that's one way to live your life. I don't know. I think I'm going places is a good attitude to have. You know, you need that to motivate you in life or whatever. But I think it's just a level of confidence that I'm not familiar with. You know, I want to meet people who are more like me, who are like, hi. I'm Chris. I'm sorry. I don't know. Forget it. I'm going to go. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to waste your time. I I always read articles of like mind-blowing sex tips, you know? They always have like a crazy title. It's like 27 explosive new uses for the butthole, you know? Or like 6 things you can do to make your man's balls disappear in a good way. Ooh, yeah. 19 ways to make your lady's clit erupt. You know, it's like, that's not even what it does. Come on. So. But to their credit, what I think is interesting about these articles is there is usually a valuable tip that is almost always hidden at the bottom of the article as like a PS, you know, something like real tiny print that's like, but seriously, like all people are different. So just communicate openly with your partner and see what they're into. Okay, bye. Yeah. It's like, no, wait, that should be the article. Okay, so... So that's the one weird trick that doctors hate, you know? It's not a secret online dick pill. It's just loving communication between two people. I get it. Okay. Not really a funny thing. Sorry. I was in Portland, Oregon a little while ago, and I was, sure. I don't know why I mentioned it. Actually, it's not really relevant to the joke. But, yeah, give it up. Okay. I was in a car rounding a corner, and I saw this couple standing at a crosswalk waiting for the light to change. And the woman was standing in front, and the man was standing behind and off to the side. And he had his arm fully outstretched, and he was just ever so tenderly just caressing the tip of her ponytail. What? And it made me feel uncomfortable. But in a weird way, it, like, moved me a little bit. Like, I got choked up. I was like, oh, my God, that's, like, the most intimate public display of affection I've ever seen in my life, you know? It's like he worships her. Like, just a little sprinkle is enough to add something to his day, you know? But then I was thinking, I hope she knows that guy. I hope she can feel that, you know? Because otherwise, that's, like, the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. And it still moved me to tears, you know? Just some creep who's like, yeah, I got another one. I imagine he smells it. I don't know why. I don't know if you know this. They make, like, signature sex toys, you know? So they make, like, a dildo that's shaped like a famous porn star's penis or whatever. Or they'll make, like, whatever one of those things is called when it's shaped like a lady's entire ass. I wonder if there's anybody out there who just buys both of those and then makes them fuck. You know, it's just like, oh, my God, you guys are freaks. Wow. Holy shit, yeah, really. Jeez Louise, right in front of me? Come on. Have a little shame, will ya? Okay, all right, back in the box, you two. So. When I was younger, my parents would say stuff to me like, hey, one day you are going to grow up to be a real heartbreaker. And at the time I was like, fuck yeah. Future pussy, you know? Just kids say the darndest things, you know? But now that I'm older, I realize that's not really a compliment at all, you know? Heartbreaker. That's like, hey, one day somebody's going to try to love you and you are not going to be able to accept it, huh? Yeah. Get in there. Yeah. You're going to have to hurt people just to wind up alone. I got your nose. Okay. Sometimes when I brush my teeth, I feel like I have to look directly into the sink when I'm brushing my teeth. Because I feel like if I look up and make eye contact with myself in the mirror, it gets to be like a little bit too real or something, you know? Like I see myself in my reflection, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm not immortal. I'm just polishing my bones so people will like me while I'm here. So, fun to ruin that for everybody. All right, I'm Chris Thayer. Thank you very much. Have a nice night.
Give it up for Chris Thayer!
Woo! Chris Thayer!
And we'll be back.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
So our next comic is very, very talented. She has a podcast out called It's All About Us. That's also on iTunes. She is one of my favorite people to talk to in the whole wide world. Please give it up for Ray Sonnen!
Hi! Hi, Brooklyn! Hi, gentrified Brooklyn! Hi, raising my rent, Brooklyn! I'm a New York native. Are you? Yeah?
Queens.
You from Queens? Oh, No, it's okay. I'm just talking shit. I'm from Brooklyn. I was born and raised in Brooklyn. I grew up in a neighborhood called East New York. Have you heard of it? You've heard of East New York? Have you been to East New York? And you're not dead? This is amazing. Because East New York is a terrible place. There's never two people from East New York in a room because one of them's always dead. I'm not dead. I'm here. A lot of people haven't heard of East New York because it's not one of these, like, you know, recognizable Brooklyn neighborhoods. So I had to Wikipedia it for my friends. And I was looking for celebrities from East New York, and we had Henry Hill from Goodfellas. He was a real guy, and he was from East New York, and Tony Danza. And then White Flight happened, and then we got two rappers, AZ, not Jay-Z, AZ, and Uncle Murder. Uncle Murder! This guy is the brother of the mother of murder. That's how terrible East New York is. And you haven't heard of AZ or Uncle Murder because East New York is such a shithole. You can't rap your way out of that abyss. Like, you've heard Best Eye, Do or Die, Best Eye. What are we going to say? East New York, Muslims don't eat pork. What's good? There's not a lot of things rhyme with York, is what I'm saying. East New York, stabbed them with a fork. I don't know. It's true, Muslims don't eat pork. No, I mean that. They don't. My parents are Muslim. I was raised Muslim, Nigerian Muslims. And I didn't have any kind of pork product until I was like 20 years old. And like my college roommate ordered Papa John's pizza, but she accidentally got bacon bits on it. And I was poor and hungry. So I took a bite and I was like, this is delicious. Did you know God doesn't exist? That is so strange. I just figured that out right now. God does not exist. Like, Islam's getting a really bad rap these days, and it's like, it's not that bad, you know? Like, Muhammad had some decent ideas. It's just that fried pig backs are a much better one, you know what I mean? Maybe your religion should have better tasting food. I mean, falafels, what up? I don't know. No. I was on a G train the other day and I overheard these two dudes talking, and one of them was like, dude, I don't want Hillary to be president, because like once a month she's gonna get her period and she's gonna have access to the nuclear codes. I don't like that. Which is, like, really, really dumb, because, like, Hillary hasn't had her period since the last time she was in the White House. You're fine. You're okay. She's not going to bleed on your drones. You're fine. You're okay. I mean, like, I'm not the biggest Hillary fan or whatever, but I am excited she's running because I'm here for these Lewinsky jokes. You feel me? Because I was 9 the last time, but I know what dick sucking is now. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. I know where he put that cigar now. I happen to have one of those special cigar boxes myself. Monica wrote an essay in Vanity Fair last year, and in this essay, she complained that feminists didn't support her appropriately during this scandal. And initially, I was like, bitch, what are you talking about? But then I thought about it. Monica was right, because she's a hero. That sounds like skepticism. Work with me here. Okay. Monica Lewinsky was like 22 years old, and she was blowing the leader of the free world. That is amazing. I'm 28. I'm still intimidated by middle management dick. This bitch is incredible. Like, I'll be at a bar, I'll be talking to a dude, I'll be like, what, you make 60K and you get dental? This is too much. It's a lot. Our children can see doctors? That's crazy. I don't know, I am single. I just feel like, I don't know, boys don't know how to talk to girls, and definitely white dudes don't know how to talk to me. Like I was at a club one time, and I was talking to a dude. We had like a perfectly Ebonics-free conversation, right? And then I woke up to text messages. It was like, yo, yo, it's Mike, what up, dog? With dog spelled D-A-W-G. If you want to know why black people hate white people so much, it's not slavery. It's the way you text A-W and dog. Don't do that. It's weird. I remember I was at a bar one time and I was talking to a dude and he was like, I'm hot, you're hot. Let's make beautiful interracial babies together. And I was like, nah. Not because I, you know, wouldn't date a white dude. They're fine, I'm sure, whatever. It's just that, like, why would I purposely get with you to make a person hotter than me? That's so dumb. A beautiful interracial baby. Get the fuck out of here. How'd I do that? Home is supposed to be a sanctuary. So how is mommy supposed to love herself when there's some Halle Berry, Lisa Bonet looking ass kid sitting on my couch watching SpongeBob with her pretty green eyes? No! So you can keep your beautiful biracial baby making dick to yourself. Thank you guys. That's my time. Give it up for Ray.
You just heard Ray Sani, Chris Thayer, and Nori Davis.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff. Our team includes Rachel Neal, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, Alex Overington, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music is by Jeff Brodsky. If you love us, which, like, duh, we know you do, subscribe on iTunes. That's just one little way for you to say, hey, Queens, we love you. Bonus points if you write us a review, because that would be the best. Can't get enough of me and Phoebes? Of course not. Follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. Get all these hot links at twodopequeens.tumblr.com.
Ooh, now I actually want to eat an actual hot link.
Shit.
Right?
Yeah.
And thanks for making us number one on iTunes. We love y'all so much that we're hitting the road. And we're going to be in Austin, Texas for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival, April 21st through the 24th. Get yo ticks. You ever use Google? Great. Type in Moon Tower Comedy to get your tickets to see Two Dope Queens. I hope we see you there. If not, well, you made a bad choice with your life.
The weird thing is I didn't realize until doing this podcast that your last name is Robinson, and I really like that.
Oh, that's my slave name, baby.
Yeah, Williams is the most slave name.
Up top.
Never forget. Slavery, you guys. Yeah. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast. Because slavery.